With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The U.S. is warning Americans to leave Venezuela immediately as armed militias set up roadblocks. Details on the story from Bernie Bennett.
According to the U.S. Embassy in Caracas, a new security alert issued Saturday urges Americans in Venezuela to leave the country immediately, citing security concerns and the U.S. government's inability to provide emergency assistance. The embassy said in a January 10 security alert, quote, U.S. citizens in Venezuela should leave the country immediately. The warning cited reports of armed groups operating on Venezuelan roads. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
There's also a new warning for protesters in Iran.
Iran's attorney general is warning that anyone taking part in anti-government protests will be considered an enemy of God, a charge that in Iran is punishable by the death penalty. Despite Iran cutting the nation off from the internet and international telephone calls, short online videos are being shared by activists. They say show protesters chanting against Iran's government in the streets of Tehran. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Harsh environment, lack of key infrastructure, and difficult geology. All three of these factors have prevented anyone from building a mine in Greenland to extract the sought-after rare earth elements that many high-tech products require.
Those challenges won't go away, even if President Trump takes control of the Arctic island. Mr. Trump has made it a priority to break China's stranglehold on the global supply of rare earths. The president has invested hundreds of millions of dollars to do this. Now President Trump is again pitching that taking over Greenland could solve that problem.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Authorities have charged a 24-year-old man with murder after six people were killed in a series of related shootings Friday night in northeast Mississippi. Derricka M. Moore faces a first-degree murder charge that could be upgraded to capital murder. This is SRN News. Two more hospitals are getting out of the transgender business.
Under threat of an investigation by the Trump administration, both Children's Hospital Colorado and Denver Health have announced that they will no longer give children puberty-blocking drugs to help them live as the opposite sex. Neither facility had been performing sex change operations. With President Trump vowing to prevent taxpayers from footing the bill for life-changing surgeries on kids, a growing number of hospitals are quitting the practice. Michael Harrington reporting.
Next week, the Supreme Court will hear a case over state restrictions on which school sports teams transgender students can join. The justices will review lower court rulings that overturned laws in Idaho and West Virginia that bar males from competing against females in school sports. The fight over this issue is a national one, playing out at both the state and federal level. More than two dozen states have enacted laws designed to keep males off female teams, and a number of these statutes have been challenged in court. This is SRN News. There are some possible signs of life in a landfill collapse in the Philippines.
Rescuers in the central Philippines say they've detected signs of life following the collapse of a huge mound of garbage at a landfill. At least four workers are dead and more than 30 are still missing. 12 workers have been rescued since Thursday's collapse. Emerita Haynor is not as fortunate. She says, "My son is there. They already saw him and he was being retrieved. But his remains are still pinned down." Dozens of rescuers are racing against time to find more survivors. I'm Donna Water.
Minnesota leaders urging protesters to remain peaceful as demonstrators converge on a Minneapolis park to protest the fatal shooting of a woman last week. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara says a protest Friday night turned violent when people threw ice and rocks at officers. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.